The mitochondria, part 3. Could they be causing the pain in fibromyalgia? By Court Johnson, December 14th, 2024. The mitochondria have been featured more and more in post-infectious disease research. Health Rising's first two overviews of recent mitochondrial findings featured long COVID and chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS. Now we turn to fibromyalgia. Because we associate the mitochondria with extreme fatigue, exercise intolerance, and post-exertional malaise, we think of ME/CFS as the mitochondrial disease, not fibromyalgia. The mitochondria do more than generate energy, though. Damaged mitochondria can also produce pain. Most people with heritable mitochondrial diseases suffer from chronic pain. Mitochondrial dysregulation appears to play a role in the transition from acute to chronic pain and the introduction of healthy mitochondria into the sensory nerves at the dorsal root ganglia appears to resolve inflammatory pain. Fibromyalgia, then, brings an interesting twist to the mitochondrial saga in the ME/CFS fibromyalgia long COVID disease space. Mitochondrial problems in fibromyalgia could be contributing to both exercise and pain and sensory problems. With 4 studies published in the last year, the mitochondrial field in fibromyalgia is going through a little boomlet: reduced energy production. The latest study, called Mitochondrial Function in Patients Affected with Fibromyalgia Syndrome is Impaired and Correlates with Disease Severity, came out of Italy. The Italians used the Seahorse XF Cell Mito Stress Test, which measures the oxygen consumption, i.e. aerobic energy production, of cells at baseline during stress and during mitochondrial enhancement. Researchers can determine such things as mitochondrial respiration, reserve capacity, and the proton leak. The peripheral blood mononuclear cells of 50 people with fibromyalgia and 20 healthy age and sex-matched controls were assessed. The study found a 27% reduction in maximal respiration, the ability of the mitochondria to produce maximal amounts of energy. A reduction in spare respiratory capacity indicated that the fibromyalgia patient's mitochondria lacked the reserves to respond to stress that the healthy controls had. An overall assessment of mitochondrial functioning called the Bioenergetic Health Index, or BHI, found that the fibromyalgia patients were about 20% in the red compared to the healthy controls. Things only got worse with the more severe fibromyalgia patients. With BHI and spare reserve capacity reduced by another 20%, the more severe patients were looking at a 40 to 50% functional hit to their mitochondria. Correlating symptoms using the Fibromyalgia Severity Score, or FSS, with the mitochondrial findings, however, produced only a low to moderate finding, i.e., the mitochondrial findings didn't seem to be contributing that much to fibromyalgia symptoms measured by that test. Mitochondria on fire? Next, a Turkish study called Mitochondria, miRNAs and Fibromyalgia, New Biomarker Candidates, isolated and then assessed the gene expression of the mitochondria via microRNAs, miRNAs, in 35 fibromyalgia patients and healthy controls. Gene expression studies assess the state of the cell, tissue, or in this case, organelle. They tell us what genes are turned on or off, the health of the cell, if it is stressed, and what it's responding to, etc. Genes express themselves through the strands of RNA that cells produce. By determining which RNAs get expressed, miRNAs regulate the gene expression of cells. This Turkish team must have been pretty confident in their idea that the mitochondria are having problems in fibromyalgia because they honed in on just 3 mitochondrial miRNAs. They hit the pay dirt. The MitoMyR1455P miRNA stuck out like a sore thumb and was vastly more commonly found in the fibromyalgia patients. the miRNA finding suggested a common theme was present. Oxidative stress was out of control. That fits with several recent findings suggesting that damaged mitochondria produce high levels of oxidative stress, which in turn damages the mitochondria further and leads to immune cell exhaustion in ME/CFS. Boswellia to the rescue? The next study provided a potential answer to that issue. Another Italian study, called Impaired Mitochondrial Quality Control in Fibromyalgia, Mechanisms Involved in Skeletal Muscle Alteration, induced a fibromyalgia-like state by giving rats reserpine. Reserpine is a nasty chemical that does things like reduce serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine levels, increase oxidative stress, hammer mitochondrial production, and enhance inflammation. In other words, it's perfect. The authors were primarily interested in the rat's muscles and central nervous system. Fibromyalgia muscle studies found evidence of muscle damage including ragged red fibers, irregularities in mitochondrial structure, mitochondrial myopathies, and deficiencies in the last complex of the electron transport chain. Reserpine hit the muscles and the mitochondria hard. The rats had trouble moving, demonstrated muscle atrophy, reduced mitochondrial enzyme activity, showed decreased activity of most of the complexes in the electron transport chain, complex 1, complex 3, and complex 4, and demonstrated increased oxidative stress and mitochondrial DNA fragmentation, etc. An accompanying spinal and brain study found the reserpine's activation of glial cells in two key pain regions, dorsal horn of the spinal cord and prefrontal cortex, probably caused central sensitization, the amplification of the pain-producing pathways in the brain. The fibromyalgia rats soon had a reprieve, though. Treating them orally with Boswellia gum extract reduced their oxidative stress, decreased their mitochondrial problems, restored mitochondrial enzyme production, increased mitochondrial production, and restored the functioning of one of the complexes. Increased myogenin production suggested the rats were also now adapting to exercise well. Increased levels of PGC1A and other factors relating to the production of mitochondria suggested that mitochondrial biogenesis, the production of more and more mitochondria, a key part of muscle development, was proceeding smoothly. Boswellia extract. Boswellia extract also increased the expression of several antioxidant genes, reduced lipid damage, peroxidation, and improved glutathione status and superoxide dismutase activity. It also reduced mitochondrial cell death and facilitated mitochondrial fusion, needed for mitochondrial regeneration. Pretty impressive. Boswellia has been used to treat inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, and inflammatory bowel disease. Instead of directly enhancing mitochondrial functioning, Boswellia protects the mitochondrial enzymes and the electron transport chain from the ravages of oxidative stress. Given the evidence suggesting that oxidative stress is indeed damaging the mitochondria in ME/CFS, Boswellia might come in handy. Lord knows we need better antioxidants. Interestingly, when asked about Boswellia and the mitochondria, AI ChatGPT said that Boswellia's ability to enhance ATP production is especially relevant in diseases associated with mitochondrial dysfunction, such as chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, where cellular energy demand often exceeds supply. ChatGPT concluded, "These effects make it a potential therapeutic tool for managing conditions characterized by mitochondrial dysfunction, such as fibromyalgia, neurodegeneration, and chronic inflammation." The authors concluded that antioxidants like Boswellia extract that can protect the mitochondria should get more study in fibromyalgia. Hibernating cells in fibromyalgia as well? This small Israeli study called Mitochondrial Structural Alterations in Fibromyalgia, a Pilot Electron Microscopy Study, didn't assess mitochondrial functioning. Instead, it used transmission electron microscopy, TEM, to peer deeply into the structure of the mitochondria in fibromyalgia. It suspected that high levels of oxidative stress were directly damaging the mitochondria. the reduced levels of mitochondria found suggested that mitochondrial turnover or biogenesis was impaired. Reduced levels of the inner mitochondrial folds or cristae, where the electron transport chain is found and where ATP production takes place, suggested energy production was down. Indeed, the authors reported that partial or full loss of cristae integrity was seen in many fibromyalgia patients' cells. The authors proposed that the damage could result in increased oxidative stress. Despite the small sample size, the authors were surprised the low cristae levels correlated with pain intensity, i.e., the more reduced the cristae were, the more widespread pain the fibromyalgia patients reported. Citing not Navio but other authors, including Brian Wallett, they proposed that the cristae abnormalities reflected a hibernation-like state the mitochondria had developed to survive stressful events. It was astonishing to learn that mitochondrial hibernation had been proposed in fibromyalgia in 2018. They proposed that mitochondrial dysfunction plus decreased ATP production compelled cells to enter into a state of hypometabolism or metabolic dormancy. They suggested that the mitochondrial dysfunction in fibromyalgia may impact a broad array of symptoms and tissues, including the muscles, nerves, and gut. Calling the reduction in mitochondrial cristae a rare and noteworthy finding of objective pathology, they called for larger studies. Conclusion: the fibromyalgia studies were all small, all came from Europe, and all made sense, given what we've learned recently from the overview of recent ME/CFS and long COVID studies. And at this point in the text version of the article, you can see a link to the October 24th, 2024 article, The Mitochondria in Long COVID Part 1, Our Core Problems Being Uncovered. Mitochondrial energy production appears to be down significantly, particularly in more severe fibromyalgia patients, and high levels of oxidative stress could help explain why. It turns out that the hibernating mitochondria hypometabolic hypothesis, something we've long associated with ME/CFS, popped up in fibromyalgia 6 years ago. But do the recent fibromyalgia mitochondrial findings fit with recent ME/CFS and long COVID findings? They do. These studies not only found a hypometabolic state was present, but suggested that a hypermetabolic state associated with increased oxidative stress preceded it. One case study proposed that the increased oxidative stress caused by a herpes virus infection caused a heritable mitochondrial mutation to be unearthed, resulting in a severe case of ME/CFS. A small but perhaps telling Stanford study found that stimulating the T cells of ME/CFS patients overloaded their mitochondria, causing increased levels of T cell death. Once again, we were back to a similar scenario: damaged or dysfunctional mitochondria, which can't take the heat when stressed, produced large amounts of oxidative stress. The successful fibromyalgia animal study employing Boswellia extract suggested that oxidative stress was indeed a big deal. Finally, one of the fibromyalgia studies took the process a step further by proposing cells are shutting down, reducing the number of mitochondrial cristae, and hibernating to reduce the stress they're experiencing. On the downside, these studies tend to be small. On the upside, they appear to be pointing in similar directions. Big Little Donation Drive update. Thanks to the over 180 people who have contributed to Health Rising's end-of-year donation drive. This blog, the last of three to look at the mitochondria in ME/CFS, long COVID, and fibromyalgia, illustrates a core feature of Health Rising, an attempt to look across all these diseases for commonalities. The commonalities found thus far suggest that if you can solve one disease, you can probably solve them all. And that's why we take the time and trouble to do this. If that's what you want to see, please support us. You can give a one-time donation at the link in the text version of the article between the end of the article and the beginning of the comments section.